salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free, Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free, Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Merkle Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people that really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
I went around that truck and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Brian Merkle.
And I'm Brian Shipper.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
All right, fantastic. If you have a crazy and wild story you would like to share with us from the road, go ahead and contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Or go to the hammerlanelegends.com webpage, hit the contact section, get a hold of us that way. Either way works for us. Just get a hold of us. Shipper, voicemail line.
Voicemail lines, a short story, anything crazy, wild, insane you might have seen, participated in, or somebody told you about. Leave a short message, follow the simple prompts, and we'll get to play them on one of our upcoming shows. Of course, we didn't check anything today, but I'm sure there's nothing there. You can reach that voicemail at 515-585-6375. 515-585-MERK, if those to do that. So do that. We'll be like enjoying your voicemails, seeing what you've seen. Like out on the turnpike last night? Or was it up on 80? Where, you know, set of doubles just decided to come apart.
Turnpike
it was, yeah.
76.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Does anybody know what, you know, I have a bet it was Saya. It's either Saya or XBO.
I have not heard. Didn't even bother looking. It's terrible. I apologize. I didn't do my due diligence.
So much for that.
Yeah, you know, what can I say?
You know, you talked to Gary for like, you know, 12 hours while he was sitting in Washington, he should have been able to tell
you.
Anyway, long awaited, we have Mr. Nazir.
You didn't do buy me a coffee.
Yeah, go ahead, buy us a coffee. Follow the simple directions, buymeacoffee.com/hammerlane. Feel like contributing, go right ahead. If not, thanks for looking. Now, again, we have Mr. Nazir Crawford from...
Why are you giving his last name? Maybe he doesn't want his last name out there.
Do you want your last name?
I don't mind.
It don't matter. We got Jack, the producer. He can delete it. Anyway, we got Richmond in the house.
Richmond is in the house. That's awesome.
You know, from what's his name, Bruce there, that said, yeah, I want to come on the show, drive up. And that's like 4 years ago.
Yep.
Still hasn't gotten here yet.
Yeah, way back in the day when Tony was still here.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
I know.
So after this show is over, you can really bust on him for that.
Yes. Let him know that we'd like to see his face. Well, maybe not. Maybe you just call us.
Don't worry. If I see him, I'll let him know.
I'm sure you will.
Yes,
I'm sure you will.
I will.
Nazir, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, but stiff.
Yeah, fairly mediocre. Had an hour's sleep, so we're better than usual.
You had an hour's sleep.
Right.
At least one of us did.
Well, not
so that's
problem.
Okay, you know, right?
Not my problem. You picked the, 800-mile runs on a Friday night. 800.
Thanks, Jim. You're so helpful. So, Nazir, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us how you got into the trucking industry and what prompted you to come into the trucking industry and, a little bit about who you are.
I basically got started the same way just about everybody else did. My dad was, when I was younger, he worked for Pepsi. So he used to take me up to his job, hop in the truck a little bit. So ever since then, I want to be a little truck driver. And then had a neighbor in my old neighborhood. He used to park his truck like near my house. So we used to climb around his truck. He always tells us, don't touch the red and blue wires. So I never understood. So I kept touching them anyway. So, trying to figure out why he told me not to touch it.
Right.
But ever since then, really, it was just more, ever since I was younger, I was going to be a truck driver. So,
right.
Yeah, my cousin ended up getting his own truck. So I used to ride with him every now and then. And ever since then, my dad just kept telling me to get my license. And then probably about a couple years of him telling me that I finally got it. So,
well, at least you listened. It took you a little while, but at least you listened to your dad.
It's all good, dude. I'm glad. That's fantastic. So you've enjoyed driving since you started? I mean, and how long have you been driving? That's the, the $50,000 question.
Honestly, if you include the Sprinter van for Pitt and the non-CDL truck, it's probably been at least, 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
But with an actual license, it's only been 2.
It's a little sticky wicked thing down there in Richmond.
License, not a fake one. I finally got my real license.
So, all right. Hold on.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Pump Chip. The brakes, Turbo.
I'm pumping the brakes.
So, you went through the Pitts...
training course?
No, what am I thinking? The advancement course. You went through our course,
apprenticeship program.
That's the. I knew it was an A.
I was waiting for you to get there.
I knew it was an A. Go ahead. I apologize.
I started there. I was at FedEx Freight before I came to Pitt, and they had a program over there. But the manager said there was so many people in the program, so and I found out about Pitt's program, and then I came in when I was 21. So I guess that was the perfect age for them. So it was kind of easier to move me along to, advance to the program. So it was like, I think about like the second or third year. The second year I was doing some type of driving or, yard jogging and driving. And then after that, it was like a hybrid drive and come back and work the dock.
Okay.
Doing that every single day until, I got my Class A.
Okay.
That's awesome.
You didn't have to shell out any money.
They paid you for it.
Yeah, they paid you for it. You had on the job training.
Don't you wish we had that?
Well, no, I didn't care. I didn't have to pay either.
No.
Yeah. Only a certain sucker that was installing, security systems.
You go from one job. Thanks, Shep. Thanks.
I'm just saying. Like so, I said, I was doing the CDL test and I had a tow truck. I got to go.
Yeah. So they just gave you the rubber stamp. Yeah, you're good.
You want to drive a school bus? Hell yeah.
I want to drive everything. Just give me all the stamps. Let's go.
You wait. When I get out of truck driving, I'm going to drive a school bus.
Yeah,
it's going to be weak, but I'll tell you what. Those kids will shut up after that. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, I can just see you doing a school bus because you're a people person.
That's it. Sit down and shut up.
That's right. Yeah. Here we go. Shipper, the people person. Yeah,
lock your seatbelts in. We don't have none. Well, you should have got them before you got on that here.
Sounds like a you problem, right?
I got mine.
Oh man.
Oh, so all right. So you were talking. I honestly thought you were a lot older. I really did. I thought he was
I'm only about 26.
Jesus.
Wow.
I had you like 10 years. I had you like 36 to 40. I was the god.
How does that make you feel, Nazir?
Well, he looks pretty tall for his age.
He's, how big is Nabeet Nazir? So big. What the freaking ass shit? You sound short, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I don't think he, I don't think he knows Ling from Baltimore, so he wouldn't get that joke. Yeah, they actually confused me with Ling one day. Yeah, honest to God, I mean, you know, just how you carry yourself, I just thought you were a lot older. I apologize for any inconvenience.
No, may have caused what he you. Means, Nazir, is you come across as being more mature.
Yeah, that too.
That's a nicer way of saying. Yeah, Chip, you look older. Well, you're 59. Yeah. If you look any older, you'll look dead.
59? Oh, wait a minute. Get it.
Is it almost 59 and a half? You can yeah, start using your 401k?
Technically, I did. March, that's right.
Nice.
Shit.
You can start dipping into your 401k, yeah. Dude.
Watch this. Hold my beer now.
Mrs. Shipper thought they had retirement money.
Well, she can have the Mid-Ohio account. I'll take my other account.
That one's much bigger.
Yeah, well, they're almost even right about now.
Wow.
So she can have that one. We can split evenly.
There you go. Yeah. That's nice. That's,
thanks, Nazir.
Yeah.
Just split it up.
Thanks for being here, Nazir. Ship's all done. He's happy. He's retiring. he's done with the show. Anybody else out there looking to come on the show?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a couple. Of course, you know, driving up from Richmond, that's a hell of a commute.
That's all right. But yeah, yeah, it's all right. We can do it over the phone.
But at least he can go through the tunnel with his car. People have no idea.
They don't know. But we're sitting here laughing because, you know, we're having a good time. So, Nazir. So, when you began to drive tractor trailer for Pitt, were you a city driver for a year, or how'd they work it down in Richmond? Because every terminal seems to do things a little bit differently. So, I'm curious, did they have you in a straight truck in the city and then a tractor trailer in the city and then you came to the road, or how did that work out for you?
And when I first got my class, I didn't get my hazmat yet. Uh-huh. So they had me in a box for, I think, like 2 months, I believe. And then once I finally got everything I needed, the operation manager, or what you want to call him, I asked him if I can go straight to line haul, but he told me no, because I guess I ain't have the experience. But So he was like, you know, just do a couple months in the city. So I ended up doing that, but I was going to probably try to stay a year in the city, but I realized that I didn't really have too many good customer service skills. So as soon as the opportunity for line haul opened up, I jumped on it.
Because, wait for it, he is also a people person.
Yes, sir. That ship's, I would not say that's shipper's like problem, but that's shipper's problem. His people skills are dang. Doesn't play well with others, you know?
I have no problem. Just let me alone. Nope, Sit down, shut up, enjoy the ride.
It is always good to know what your limitations are.
I'm not the only one.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty obvious that there's people like you out there, Ship.
Thank you.
You're in a class all by yourself.
Well, the class is growing. I got a guy in Richmond.
Yeah, but it's detention, dude. Yeah, it's, whatever. It's not even really class. It's like study hall.
You call it this, I call it that. Potato, french fry, it's all the same.
Yeah. So, since you've been driving for a short time, so far in the industry, how do you like driving? How are you enjoying the tractor? Because, I mean, you know, like you said, you had... family members who drove and that kind of, who are drivers and all that kind of stuff. So is it, so far in the industry, your driving experience, has it lived up to the expectation, or at least to what you thought it would be? You know, maybe not as fully your total expectations, but you kind of had an idea it was going to be like this, you know, like a death sentence. It's not, I'm kidding. We need more drivers. Anyway, go ahead.
I'll say yeah, because like I said, when I rode my cousin, he used to go up to like Philly in that little area. So Once I actually started driving myself, I started realizing that that's kind of like a normal occurrence that probably get cut off about 3,000 times before I even get probably about a mile down the road. So,
yep.
You know, it's been lived up to what I kind of expected it to. And some things just kind of caught me off guard, but gotten used to it by now. So it's just kind of more of a everyday thing to me now.
Right.
That's good. That's good. At least it's like, it's not a disappointment, you know, it's at least
And well, if it was a Debbie Downer, I don't think he'd be here. You know, he would have pursued, basket weaving, because selling,
It could be a Debbie Downer, but there's a decent paycheck in it. So,
right.
You know, sometimes we just do what we have to do because, hey, there's a paycheck at the end of the week and it ain't half bad. You feel me? Mm. You see what I'm saying?
I hear what you're shucking.
You do?
Okay.
But you're just not agreeing with
I'm
the driving.
I'm just not buying it.
Yeah, I gotcha. I gotcha. Okay, Bee Gees.
Yeah.
So, Shipper's still on his phone. He's still not as interested. He's trying to.
I'm officially done. We're down to 111 emails.
Fantastic. I have over 10,000 emails on my phone.
Give me your phone. I don't even care. Days.
It's like if you think I'm worried about emails that I'm not even ever going to read, that they're hanging around. No, I'm not going there.
Well, you can probably correct your baldness.
I doubt it.
There's a couple emails in there about that.
I can correct my baldness, my short sightedness, my far sightedness, my cataracts. Hey, and my ED problems.
Yeah.
And my weight. And anything else. It's all in your email.
That's it.
You know, take a look.
You could save 15%.
Or more. In 15 minutes or less.
Oh, God.
So it's fantastic. Anyway. Back to Nazir.
Yes.
So how have you... what kind of experiences Slowly? Have you... Yeah. What kind of experiences have you had, Nazir, on the road? Like, since... How long have you actually been driving at night? Like, how long have you been a road driver? I know you said how long you've been driving and you kind of, it's split. But for my own brain purposes, how long you've been driving line haul?
I think it's about, this will be the second year now. So basically my whole career has really been driving at night So sometime in July will be my second year of line haul.
Okay. How did the transition to nighttime work out for you? You know, I mean, you're a younger guy. I mean, was it relatively easier for you to make that from daytime to nighttime living?
I think my first week, it was just, I'm usually up at night anyway. So it was just learning to sleep in the daytime. So I think it ain't really hit me until, I think about like 2 months in. Mm-hmm. But after that, it's been pretty normal. Had to find out like a new sleeping schedule, but it's been pretty easy for me to adjust coming from the daytime to driving at night. So it's been pretty smooth.
Awesome. That's good. I'm glad you're and
wait till you get as old as, you know, guys like us, you know, by 7 o'clock in the morning, well, it's time for bed, 7 a.m.
or earlier.
Yes.
If you're Shipper and you work half a night, you know, it's, I'm going to go home and go to bed.
Yeah.
It's still dark out. That's right. You might as well, you know.
That's it. I'm, you know, like I said about this eclipse coming, everybody's like all shits and giggles. Hey,
I'm sleeping through it. One
the moon's going to go in front of the sun. So what's going to happen? It's going to get dark. Okay.
I'll sleep better for five minutes.
I don't have to go anywhere.
I'll catch it on the news at five. I'll be good.
Yeah. Picture the power going out in the Baltimore tunnel there. You know, it's the same thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Dark and you come out. Hello.
So how has driving worked out with your family? As a young driver, as you know, you kind of like you just have a new baby, and congratulations. Well,
maybe he didn't want that to be known either.
Well, we're not sharing pictures here, dude.
All right.
You know, we're just he's a family man. Is the picture I'm painting?
Yeah,
he's a family.
Oh, you're
man.
A regular he's Picasso here.
it might look like a Picasso by the time I'm done. You know, or a Salvador Dali kind of dripping.
Yeah, that's it. Or just a drip.
As long as it's got two ears, it's not a Van Gogh. Anyway, so what was I asking?
Does it change?
How has it worked out with your wife and all of that? Is she okay with the shift and the, you know, the change and the difference for you? Because it, I mean, when you come home on a Saturday, you've worked Friday night. So I don't know if you take a nap on a Saturday, if you stay awake, you know, like I stay awake and then I'm dead by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like pretty much useless. My brain is gone. When I was younger,
he doesn't even go to Perkins for the senior special. Nope.
When I was younger, I was working line haul. And like when I was, you know, in my 30s, you know, I could do line haul on a Friday night, come home, stay awake all day Saturday, go to, you know, family night with my parents and my brothers and sisters and stay there till 11 o'clock and drive home and get up at 7 o'clock in the morning to go to church on Sunday. I could do all that. Now I hit 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday, and I'm like, my brain is wasted. I'm wasted. I can't make a cognitive sentence. I'm just, you know, everything is fried.
That's why we don't podcast past 4.
That's right. We have limitations, and we know them. And if I start to ramble, you'll know I've hit the spot.
Yes.
So how has... My point is, how is that working out for you as far as your family goes? And I know you're a young guy, but, you know, how's that working out?
I say on Friday nights is my usually my short nights. I'm usually back. If I get my number one, I'm usually back by like by 2 or 3 if the relay guy gets there early enough. So, but
Brian,
I'm usually back home by 5.
Brian's looking at me. This is a young guy, and he has a short night on a Friday night. Why can't I do this? Well, I don't know. You're not picking it correctly on the matrix.
I take a short night, and I could take a short night, and they would find it add on to it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What happens in Allentown?
They're famous for that. You know, they're like monkeys at a zoo throwing shit against the wall, seeing what sticks.
Did you hear that line, all? That was Shipper. That was not me. I think you guys in Lion Hall are awesome, and I love the way you do it. You guys are great. You guys are all fantastic.
Shout out to Michael up there in Scranton.
So, anyway.
Back to the zero.
Back to the zero.
And listen, this show his is freaking... wife is the one that turned him on to this show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he told me.
I didn't know that. That's awesome. Thank your wife. Where's your wife at? What's your wife's name? What is your wife's name, Nazir?
Mia.
I was going to say, what, you forgot? Man, Mia, that is awesome. Thank you so much. That is really cool. It's a shout out to Nazir's wife, Mia. That's freaking awesome. I think it's cool.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. A little tidbit you didn't know about. Look at me, there doing the backstory here. This is all about me.
Doing the backstroke. I know. Yeah. I get it. Anyway, So how has that worked out for you, Nazir? I mean, you know, Shippers now, you know, told me that Mia turned you on to the show, but how has it worked out as far as your family goes and you working nights? Has everything been kind of, it's worked out well? I'm assuming it did because you've been doing it for almost 3 years. Yeah. So everybody's doing okay.
Yeah. You know, they must be all happy, you know. Happy wife, happy life.
How do we just let Nazir answer?
Oh, well, you can if you want, but I know the answer. I know the answer already. Yeah, his wife already gave him the pre-approved answers.
Did she give you a copy of the list? She emailed it to you, ship what?
Just saying. Go ahead, Nazir. We'll wait.
It's been pretty good. I ain't really had to adjust my schedule too much. So, like, how my runs are set up, I can get back here by at least 5-6 o'clock and still get my full, you know, my 4 miles in. So, I stay up with the baby for at least probably about five or six hours to give her some rest. So, we ain't really been too much of a change for us. So, everything's been pretty good. Pretty smooth. And then on the weekends, like I said, I get off early enough to where I just stay up all day Saturday and try to give her her time for herself and, you know, to do whatever, you know, I can help her since she had all weekend, you know, all night long. So,
sure. Right. Yep. It's a give and take, yin and yang.
That's awesome. Listen, Shipper, it's a give and take, yin and yang. Yeah. Shipper's like, diapers? What are they?
What do you mean? Disposable. Huggies galore. Yeah. You'll find this out with your daughter there. I'm sure you're not going to have the store come do the cloth diapers.
I'm sure Grandpa's not doing diapers. That's what I'm sure of, buddy. I guarantee you that. I did my share of diapers. Yeah. Grandpa's not. Pop. I'm Pop. Right. Pop is not doing diapers.
Pop, I pooped.
Yeah, go tell Grandma. Because that's what's going to happen. I love you, Faye, but go tell Grandma. Give Grandma a big smelly hug. So anyway, how old is your baby, Nazir?
Yeah, 3 months now.
Wow. It is amazing, isn't it? They're just adorable at that age. Of course, they're a lot of fun at every age. Anyway.
Of course, when they're somebody else's three-month-old, you can hand them back.
I know, right? Including your grandkids. You get to hand them back.
Right. Yeah.
So, what was I going to ask you?
I don't know.
I had a question in my head.
There's a lot going through that head.
Yeah. Is she your first? Is she your first baby?
She's about second. I got a seven-year-old son.
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome.
You got bookends, one of each.
You got it. And how? That's cool. What did he think of his baby sister?
Well, he's like very protective of her, so you know he's more worried about her liking him and her remembering his name, but you know, he'll come sooner or later.
That's awesome, dude. That is really awesome. Really, congratulations. That's really cool. Congratulations to you and Mia.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's really neat.
Another story of going through the advancement program and, you know.
And having babies.
Creating family and living the dream.
It is. That hit Ohio.
Living the dream that used to be 4.5 years ago. Nothing. I'm not saying nothing.
No. Are you having another baby? Are you and Mrs. Shipper have another baby?
Nope. We're done with that.
Yeah.
One and done. We still can't get rid of this one. He's still home.
He loves you, man. He's hanging around. He's like, yeah, it's good.
I figure, you know, pretty soon I'll be like Biden there, you know, drooling all over the place. He'll have to take care of me. He said he's going to send me right to a home. Just saying. You know, I'm going to go visit a bridge today. I'm going to visit the I-78 bridge.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Check out the progress of the construction.
Yeah, it's not. It's slow. It's a slow progress. Well, they did too. Yeah. Do you have any questions for Nazir, Ship? I'm sure you've got to have something to ask, something that's on your mind.
Yeah, not really.
That's a way to keep a conversation going, Ship.
No, I mean, you know, let him keep going, you know, telling his story. It's, you know, it's a good story. I mean, the guy followed his passion. He liked the trucks. Stay away from the red and blue wire there. And
there you go. Now he knows why. At least now he knows why.
Yeah, those wires were the airlines.
Yeah, exactly. You know, stay away from the red and blue wires and don't push the yellow or the red buttons in on the dash.
Right.
Not unless you want to roll.
Right.
So we got those questions all answered.
All right. Yeah, those are the ones that were pressing.
Did you drive truck or have you driven with the standard transmission? Because you're a newer driver, I'm just curious. Like, did you drive at Pitt with a standard transmission that you actually, you know, or has it been automatic for you so far?
I've driven both.
Cool.
When I was in the city, my first truck was the automatic. But every now and then, if there's like a manual sitting in the yard, I'll jump in it and, you know, do deliveries and that. So. Okay. And then, you know, line haul, I had to do a little tractor swap. So, you know, I had to take a manual, you know, either up or back home and bring back an automatic. So,
sure.
I prefer a manual, but, you know.
Yeah,
you're still young yet.
Your knees will love you in the end. that is true. Yeah. But I get that. I mean, there's that nostalgia that goes with shifting gears. It's like, you know. It's kind of like it's what truck driving was. You drove, you know, if you drove truck, you know, you didn't just put it in drive and go. You know, you had to actually work through the gears. And there was something to be said for that, you know?
Well, you can still work through the gears on an automatic if you want to shift. Just keep pushing the up button.
You wear out your finger.
Right.
That's about it.
Wear out the keypad there.
The keypad.
The button pad, you know? And you get that bright light coming through there, and you have to order a new one.
Yeah, exactly. Because you punched a hole in it.
Yeah.
Oh, well. You know, it happens.
What it is. But, yeah.
So what else about, you know, yourself, Nazir, do you want to share? Like, what kind of experiences have you had on the road as far as close calls? And, we, you know, don't divulge any information that's not necessary. You know what I mean? Like, don't incriminate yourself.
Yeah. And what kind of cow pies has Bruce been shoveling at you?
I'll say one of the main close calls that I had was actually on my year to day. It was I was coming from, Beaver, West Virginia, for one of our runs. And I wasn't supposed to be going back to Roanoke because I was the number one on the run. But I ain't signed out before the number two guy. So I got stuck with the Roanoke. So I was going down, 460. And if anybody's, like, kind of familiar with it, they know, like, 460 splits up into, like, three different sections. Like, I think it's, like, West Virginia to Virginia. Then you meet over 81 and then house back on at Roanoke. And then it splits off again and takes you down to Virginia Beach. But I was on the West Virginia side of it and going into Virginia. And there's a little town called Narrows. And it was me and R&L sitting at a light. And me and him, you know, the light turned green. We started driving. I was passing them. And a car was coming in the opposite direction. They was flashing their lights at us. And, you know, I didn't really think of it because there's like a lot of cops would like sit in the little middle area in that little town. So I was just thinking it was like, you know, a cop sitting there, you know, doing radar or whatever. And, you know, we driving through the little town, go through the little hills. And as we come around the corner, I see three pair of headlights looking at me. And I see, you know, two of them was on the right side, on the right side of the road. And one of them was like right in front of me, but it wasn't really registering in my head at the time. So I really just kept on going. And then I think about the last second is when I realized that, oh, you know, it was a U-Haul, you know, one of the U-Haul trucks like in my lane driving towards me. So like, I think it was probably like the last second I was able to get over because R&L, I guess he saw her too. And, you know, he let me over. And I think about, I was like, he's probably like a good couple of feet from hitting me. And then I got over just enough to where he missed the trailer. And so I ended up pulling over, like a little pullover spot right there. So I pulled over, looked around for a little bit, but changed the music to jazz and really just kept on going down the Roanoke and told the doc supervisor that, you know, the trailer might be shifted a little bit because I had to do a little maneuver to get around somebody. But, you know, that was really the biggest incident because it's like I ain't never really experienced somebody actually driving head on it. And yeah, the fact that it was actually like a sizable vehicle. So it's kind of one of those.
Yep.
I know the feeling because a couple nights ago, I was coming back from Harrisburg and right at Shirtlesville there's a big Love's truck stop. And I go underneath the overpass and I look to my left and there's a tractor trailer going the same way I'm going. I'm in the eastbound lane. He is on the westbound off ramp getting on
to go eastbound
to go east.
Yeah. Not good.
Yeah. And he got off the ramp. He started going and all of a sudden he saw, you know, trucks coming the other way. And he's like, yeah, it was an old shit moment for him.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
I'm so like, yep. GPS, turn left. He did. Oh, yeah. See,
I know the funny part about it is because I know the Roanoke guys, they run through that area a lot, and I don't know who else wants to do it. But once you come through that little town, right before the town, it's like a little factory, and the road has a meeting in the middle of it. So that when you actually see where it happened at, it's like you wouldn't understand how he even put himself in that situation because it's like, you know,
right,
the road is big enough to where you can clearly see that you was on the wrong side of the road. So, you know, to me, it was just like,
right,
either he was tired and didn't realize that, you know, he had two vehicles in
right
to his right.
Yeah.
On the right side of the road. And he never really thought about it. So,
right. You know, I always subscribe to that old theory. If you're looking at the back of signs, you're probably on the wrong side.
Yeah. If you're entering on the ramp that says do not enter.
Yes.
That's another key.
You might want to change course.
Yeah. Quickly. Or at least find the reverse.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen it, you know, yeah. I've told you before, I've seen it coming down from Penn State there. You know, when the construction was going on, the 320, was it 322?
322, yeah.
322 split, you know, goes real wide, climbing the hill there by Seven Mountains. And FedEx and I and the guy that was two trucks behind me all went the correct way. The guy that was directly behind me decided
he didn't like that idea.
He liked going left, which was the opposite road. And I'm thinking to myself, these guys come off the top of this hill. They're not doing 30 mile an hour. You know, and then, you know, we're all looking at him, and then all of a sudden you see a turn signal come on. I'm like, where are you turning now?
Yeah, he's now southbound in the northbound lanes.
Yes.
So, yeah, he's southbound and down, all right. He's loading up and trucking. Yep. But yeah, I don't know what's going to happen next.
Right.
Yeah, it's exciting. It is. It's a fun job, isn't it? I mean, when you actually start getting into it, Nazir, it's actually a fun job.
Yeah.
Most of the time. You
know, how many times you heard seen it go across the people net and the Maven?
And the Maven.
Cow in the road. Well, yeah. Now we're having hamburgers. you know, trailers in the road because they decided to just leave them there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they decided they were done for tonight. They wanted their 10 hours off.
What's that Clint Eastwood movie? Any Which Way But Loose?
Yeah.
Or Any Which Way You Can? Which one? You know, it's all good.
But yeah, it's so, the weird stuff. You know, debris in the road and somebody's motor that came apart.
You know, debris.
Yeah.
Just debris.
That's it.
Or if you listen to some people, it's debris.
Debris.
It's debris. I heard somebody pronounce it that way once.
Not too long ago.
Debris. I was like, debris.
There you go.
Look out for the debris. What? I mean, I shouldn't laugh because it's a simple mistake because it's spelled that way. But
here's the New York translation. Shit in the road.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about any letters sounding different.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because when you see the debris in the road, you just want to avoid it. So have you enjoyed driving so far, Nazir? Has it been good to you? Have you enjoyed it?
It's been pretty good. Had this nice session when I'm expecting to, you know, do one little quick run and then I get sent to, you know, another terminal and then got to sit there for a couple of hours. And then my nights went from about a 6 hour night to a 10 to 12 hour night, you know.
Yeah.
For me, it was unnecessarily, but, you know, it's been pretty good, though.
It wasn't in the plans.
Yes.
which happens a lot.
That was a late throw.
I had one night like that recently. It was in January down here. It was snowing, and I had a BLX, and the guy called me and was like, you know, you can leave early because you know, snow. So I left around like 8:30.
Wow!
And I went through 95 and everything. You know, had a close call there with somebody in the fast lane hitting a patch of ice and. I get halfway up to Northern Virginia where it's like an area where if you go left, you go to Baltimore. But if you go right, you go to, you take that up to like, you know, Pennsylvania and that little area. So I was already like all the way in the left lane going heading towards Baltimore initially. And then I get a message saying, you know, take a load to Harrisburg. And I was just like, well, you know, it's already snowing now and I ain't really been going about 55 since the Northern Virginia. So,
right.
I think it went from an easy night to I ain't get to Harrisburg to about, I think, almost 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And I ain't get back to Richmond to about, I think about 9:30-ish, 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
it was one of the nights I was just like, they just, out of nowhere, just switched it up and had to fight traffic and snow to get all the way to the right lane to go to the right direction. So.
That was probably because Allentown couldn't get their Baltimore load out, their Richmond load out on time. Just saying.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
You know, don't worry about the weather. I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah. Our start times are used by calendars, not by hour, not by a clock.
See you next week.
Everything's set for midnight, just in case. Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, doing like a, you know, the Richmond relay like that. You know, right. It's like,
yeah, you're expecting
you're up and back six hours. Done.
Yeah.
Done.
In and out.
You know? Yeah. Plenty of time to go to the VFW or the firehouse, get your beer
before close.
Yeah, before you close.
You can be done by four close. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. That's why, you take runs that are just long enough and then they're still not just long enough. But it's just the way it is, you know. It's the business, and that's just it, you know. I mean, line haul's caught between a rock and a hard place. They've got a job that they've got to get done, and freight they've got to move. And shippers just like no. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, we all get frustrated by it. I mean, it's not like I get just as frustrated as as anybody. Shipper ought to know. He hears me rant enough, you know. But
I call up and what kind of dope are you smoking now?
It's just the nature of the business. And yeah, we, after a while, you just, you know, you don't have enough energy to argue anymore. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's been 30 years of being beaten down. So it's like, okay, whatever. You know?
You can't submit. You always got to put a fight up. Because when they know you submit, game on now.
No, I had another one. Uh-huh. Where, it was actually funny. But it was, I had to take an empty to Harrisburg. And so I'm going down, going down with 15 and everything. I get to, it was Dillsburg.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting at the light, and I get the message from Harrisburg, from I'm taking a TOS filler to Baltimore. So I was like, you know, I'm cool. So I get to Harrisburg, and I'm looking for my paperwork, and it's another empty. So I look, the usual guy wasn't working. So I looked at the guy that was working. I was like, I'm taking an empty to Baltimore. He was like, yeah. And I was like, I brought you an empty. He was like, yeah. And I was like, so I brought you an empty to take another empty down to Baltimore. He was like, yeah.
I can't like, originally. I'm gonna keep I passed Baltimore on the way up.
And it made it funny because when I got to Baltimore, I only picked up, I think it was like 7,000 or 8,000 pounds. So I was like, so basically the whole night, I was basically empty.
But and think basically of
got paid for almost 500 miles empty.
Yeah. I was like, man.
Yeah, but you had great gas mileage, great fuel mileage for that night.
And the hills didn't slow you down at all. Yeah.
Harrisburg needed the Teals trailer, and, you know, Baltimore needed the Pitt Ohio trailer.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that's indeed. The only way you can explain that.
That happened to me a long time ago when we first started doing this home every day thing. I had a run going down to Baltimore. I had done a Norristown turn first. And then I was supposed to go to Baltimore. So I took an empty from Allentown down to Baltimore. And then I brought an empty back up to Allentown from Baltimore. And I was just like, I could have just done my Norristown turn and been done and gone home. You know? I'd have been okay.
But wait, there's more. There's more.
It's the stuff that sometimes it's like just, and you know, I mean, this, it's things get lost in the shuffle. And we all get it. I mean, it's just, I mean, we're all human. We all make mistakes. Things happen. And, you know, nobody's happy about anybody driving empty miles. You know, it's just because you're still getting paid and there's nothing. You know, there's no money in it for the company. So, you know, it just happens. It's just one of those funny things. And you just, you know, you kind of chuckle at it and you just say, yeah, it's okay. It's all good. Right, Chip? Because that's my attitude all the time. Right, Chip? Yeah,
it's more gooder.
Yeah, it's more gooder. It's always my attitude. Yeah, it's always good. So, but yeah, you know, it's, I don't know.
I'd look at some of the loads and I said, you want me just to put this in my pickup truck? And I can just leave the truck here.
I can make this a lot easier. I got a skid.
I could be one of those one-ton wannabes, and you know, just in case I have a trailer, it would look neat going through the rest area there. Right. Don't mind me; it's just a 45 on the back of this one.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's just the way it is. So, what is your favorite run as far as what you guys? Because I don't know where you guys run to other than
his
like
favorite run is Richmond to Harrisburg because he sees me four times a night.
So his favorite run is Richmond to Baltimore, and then he gets sent to Harrisburg right, well, and sees that. You four times a week.
I'm definitely afraid of Baltimore because there's so much uncertainty with them. It's like you go to Baltimore. There's been times I went there, the trailer's in the yard. I've been back home about like 1-2 o'clock in the morning. And it's been nights where I've gone there at 11. And I mean, I ain't leave it to about 3.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by 3:30 in the morning. Then one night where I went there and then they gave me a Roanoke. I didn't leave Baltimore till 3, to about 3:20. And I didn't get to Roanoke till about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Oh, shit. That's a bad triangle.
That's a horrible triangle. You thought you got it rough. That is a bad triangle. Ugh. Yeah. Ooh, that's not.
But see, what made it worse was the fact that when he told me I was sticking to Roanoke, mm-hmm. I backed him to the door, and then a Roanoke driver pulled up, and he looked at me. He looked at the trailer, and then he drove around the building, and I saw him hook up to the Richmond trailer. And then when they finished loading my trailer, the guy was like, oh, you're taking a Roanoke. And I said, what do you mean? He was like, because you got a Richmond down there. They got Roanoke on the back. And he's like, they're combo load. He was like, I don't know. And he was like, well, he going to Richmond, you going to Roanoke. Y'all going to pass each other on the way home. I was like, yeah, but he probably going to beat me there because
right.
It's a 2-hour ride down to Richmond.
Yeah.
Because that makes a lot of sense, right?
As long as the check don't bounce, it goes ding on Thursday morning at 3:30. We're good.
Yeah, like that's true. I
truck
you that.
The rest of the way home and show up Friday.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Yeah, it is all you can do.
Because the only word that's left to be said is, I'm just stupefied.
Stupefied. Amen, brother. I love big words.
Yeah, I like that, huh?
Yeah, it's a good big word. But, yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome.
But I would say my favorite terminal to go to is Harrisburg because, you know, everybody up there is actually really nice. And, you know, the least place I like to go to is Somerset because that's another headache for us that I've been trying to wrap my head around and everybody been telling me to leave it alone. But it ain't never really made any sense to me to it. But Harrisburg is my favorite. But, you know, other than that, if I'm not going to Harrisburg, I've been going to this place called Hancock. Then either that or Hagerstown.
Yeah.
Who do you relay with there? Is that a Harris or is that like an East Windsor or something like that? Or
in Hancock, I relay with West Middlesex, and in Hagerstown, it's either Pittsburgh or Washington.
Oh
wow! Yeah.
See, we don't know. Everybody else's meat. When he said Hancock, I'm thinking, right there by the Blue Goose. Yeah, go right there by the 68 split. There's the Blue Goose as you go up 70. Yeah.
Yep.
That's where we relay at. And then we go direct to East Windsor and Cherry Hill and Norristown. And
right.
I try to do those for a little bit, but I couldn't really adjust to too much traffic and, you know, sitting, losing a whole lot of time. So I ended up going to more of the quieter areas and more mountains. So
It's kind of nice, isn't it? It's nice when you find that run that's like, that's your sweet spot. And you're like, I like that.
Right. And they screw it up on you.
I'm trying to paint a nice picture of Lion Hall. They're awesome. They work hard. They have a job to do, just like you. And they like to keep you busy, shipper.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Trust me.
Yeah. Ryan gets the call at 2:30. What happened? I don't know.
Where'd this come from? Somebody can't count.
That's all I get. Ben can't count.
Tell him to take his shoes off next time. Or use somebody else's fingers.
Yeah.
Get Randy up there.
Yeah.
I only needed three more. I'm sorry. It's just funny. It's I love you, Randy. That's your shout out, dude. You're awesome. That was funny. That was that was just fun. That was terrible, but it was funny.
It was good.
So, who is your terminal manager down there?
Like, you'd know.
I know, right?
You don't even read the terminal talk. It's been laying here since last year.
I don't even know who our terminal manager is. And I've been here 26 years.
First day of the week and what time?
What month?
There is a countdown on one of the walls in there.
The show. Oh, my word. We're having too much fun. This isn't right. Oh, my word. So,
yeah, that's a hell of a triangle. Rich, that is, that's a huge triangle.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my word. I mean, when we laid out yet, I did a run where I went from Allentown down to Richmond. And then the next night it was from Richmond over to Roanoke and Roanoke up to Allentown. And I was like, that's a long night. And it wasn't like the first night was great. It's 6 hours. The next night was like, not so much. Didn't enjoy it. But that's, you know, when we were still laying out. So, I got to catch my breath now.
Yeah.
That was fun.
You're all exhausted.
All that laughing and not sleeping. It's like it's wearing me out. Laughter's the best medicine, or it'll kill you. It's one of the two. So anyway, Shipper, what else you want to talk to Tanajir about? You get to see him in Harrisburg.
Yeah, we talk all the time.
Well, then have some conversation.
They're like, you know, can you guys shut up? You know.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they tell you. Yeah. Yeah, mister, I'm in and out. Where's my paperwork? I'm going. Yeah, mister, I'm going to stand around and shoot the breeze. Okay. Yeah. Mister, I'm a people person. Yep.
Hey, I look at Crawford and I says, you good? Yep.
Good talk.
See you. Talk to you Saturday.
Oh, my word.
So you did work for Pepsi, right? You said?
No, my dad worked for Pepsi.
Oh, your dad worked for Pepsi.
Well, he doesn't listen to the beginning of the show. He's on his phone. Sorry. Yeah.
But, I mean, theoretically, I don't know. Was your dad actually, you know, like delivering the different stores and stuff with the Pepsi, or did he just go right from,
delivered it to the corners. Just put it down.
No, but what I'm saying is, you know, having to hump all those cases of soda versus...
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah, you know, that's what I mean. Wow, you know,
yeah. I didn't even think about that.
If he, you know, he was riding with his dad and he saw that, this would probably, you know, interest him. We don't want produce. We don't want soda.
No liquids. We don't want
no food, you know, no food delivery.
No places. U.S. food, no
yeah,
Cisco.
Exactly. You know, if that played a, you know, part on you as far as, you know, going to an LTL carrier per se. I mean, you know, he did go out on the straight truck. So he, you know, like you said, he did discover his customer skills there and
he didn't want it.
Yeah, he didn't want to deal with customers.
Which is why every line haul driver is a line haul driver. That's it. Because they lack the skills.
This is the way we look.
Yes. Give yourself 30 years. Yes. You'll be built like shipping me. That's the test of love.
I had one good customer that I liked. It was a place called Steel that does a little lawnmowers everything.
Okay.
I used to, down there for Richmond, we do, majority of our freight goes down to Virginia Beach area. So we send out like, you know, two tractors and a couple of straight trucks down there. So usually the tractors do all like the main warehouses. So usually when I went down there, I would have Steel and I'll make them my last stop because the guy was around my age. So he'll tell me, you know, he ready to go on lunch break. So he'll tell me, you know, drop the trailer and go take my lunch. So I'll end up going, drop the trailer and going across the street to the little shopping center and all the food. And I'll be sitting there for to about like 1-2 o'clock in the evening and then go back and get the trailer again and then wait for, you know, my whole list of pickups I got to do.
Right.
I want
to, you know,
go ahead, Jen Psaki.
I want to circle back around. That's where I was going. I want to circle back around. I'm kind of curious why you don't like Somerset. It's such a nice place. There's no mud. There's no dirt. It's
kind of like Allentown. It's
kind of like Allentown. It never snows. Ever. It's like living on the island of Hawaii.
Yeah, that's it.
It's the place you want to go. And everybody always shows up on time. How could you not like going to Somerset? I'm really curious. Is it that a lot of time the drivers, you know, wherever they're coming from, they seem to, you know, everybody is on time except for your guy. Because that's how it works out for me. Everybody's on time except for the guy I'm waiting for. Right. You know?
Because in line haul, they see, oh, Merkel's going to Somerset. All right, we'll send him out at 9, and we'll send the guy from Cincinnati at 12.
Columbus.
Same thing. Doesn't matter. If you start in Cincinnati, you can go through Columbus to get to Somerset.
But you can't go to Somerset from Cincinnati.
Why can't you? Who said you're going home?
Oh, that's a good point. You're right. You're right.
You can go anywhere you want.
We have been told that you do not have to go home every night.
Exactly. You know, so, they're actually affording you the privilege of going home.
Pack accordingly. So when I know I'm going to Somerset, I pack my shorts, my sleeveless t-shirts,
and your parka,
and my parka, and my flip flops.
Because you don't know what the temperature is going through the tunnel,
and I'm never sure what is in style. So I have slides and flip flops.
Oh, there you are.
Just in case, you know, and socks because it might be cold. I get the steel tip, but I do make sure my toes are protected with the steel tip flip flop.
That's it. and he keeps sand in his sweat socks just in case he gets sucked.
That's right.
Get some traction to get out.
Yes, sir. That's right. Tube socks and tangerines.
That's it. Sweat socks full of sand.
My main beef with Somerset is like my first started, I came in the summertime, so I didn't really experience the winter. So when I actually first experienced the winter, it was like I went through Bedford and it was raining. And then when you climb the mountain, all of a sudden it goes from raining to you're in a full-blown blizzard and you can't see them for a good couple miles. And it's just like,
and then sign lights up.
2 miles back here, which is raining.
Yeah, the sign lights up. Welcome to Somerset, where it's never summer here.
And the sun has always set. Yes. Yeah, Somerset is a delightful place.
Yep.
But for us, it's like, because for Somerset, I was told it used to be a good run for us, but something happened, so I guess they changed the log how we can run, so for us, Somerset is kind of like you go up there and we got to take a load of Cumberland. Then we go home. And it's like, once you get to Cumberland, you see a Baltimore driver that was sitting there. Somerset with you and you're trying to figure out why, you know, he more closer to Cumberland than we are. You know, how come he ain't taking? So my issue was that I ain't like the fact that I feel like I was doing a little bit more than Baltimore was doing or anybody else. But I just took my stuff off and let the little bottom guys take it because I didn't want to keep getting mad that I was going to Cumberland and seeing the same Baltimore driver going to Cumberland with me, and he's going straight home, and then I'm sitting there waiting for my trailer to get broke.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yep. You only have to go through the matrix for a full year, and then you kind of got the gist of the ins and outs and what to stay away from.
Exactly. What runs you don't want.
Right.
And they just,
like,
you know,
me, all of them.
Yeah.
I just want Harrisburg. Thank you.
90 miles one way. Turn around, come back.
I would like the Oaks relay.
Yes.
That would be nice.
I told you to pick that for number one on a Friday night.
I tried, but they removed it for Friday nights.
Hey, you like that?
Yeah. So
it might come back.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I'm thinking it might. We have some Speedy Gonzaleses here, as I say.
Oh, yeah, I know. We've got the guys.
Clock them with a calendar.
Yep. Yep. And I don't know. Like, you know, you try and be, I don't know. What do you say? You know, like, I can't even get anything out. I can't even say anything. I'm trying to think of something nice to say. Because it's like,
stupefied.
Do they understand that we're not on the clock?
Right.
We're mileage.
Yes. If so, the hub's not turning, you ain't earning.
It's like, you know, if the run should take you an hour and a half, it shouldn't take you more than an hour and a half. And if it does, I don't know. What can I say?
It's a 108 round trip.
Yeah.
Times four.
Right.
It's 432 a night.
Yes.
You have to keep dancing.
Yes, you do. Because Lionheart's going to keep firing at your feet. Yeah. Here's another.
No, because when they get to the third one and it's like 5:30 in the morning. He's not even at the third one.
Ash, where's Shipper at? Yeah, that's it. That's how, you know, you get, that's why you don't, Nazir, don't do too good a job.
No, you do the job correctly, and you slip on in and you slip on out, and you turn the Maven off right away as soon as you hit the gate. As soon as you hit the entrance of the gate, turn the Maven off. Log out.
Apparently, you haven't been slipping in and slipping out too quickly.
Yeah.
You've been caught on your way.
They've been sending it a lot earlier now. Everybody wants to go home early. Yeah. You know, all of a sudden, the messages all come, da-ding, da-ding, trip at it, trip at it. Oh, well, I got my next night here. Oh, you know, I got to play it out.
Apparently, I got the rest of the week.
Right.
Who do they think? How many hours are we working?
Yeah.
They do realize you can only drive 11.
Right.
I don't know. Ben lost count.
Yeah, well, you
know. Oh, man.
In two,
I would say my favorite terminal I've ever visited
is Allentown,
Cincinnati.
You didn't even say
Allentown. I ain't never got a chance to get to Allentown. I've been to.
Oh, you don't want to get there.
We have a
test track for bracing and blocking freight. It's a long strip they dug up down the center of the parking lot. And if you can survive that moon landing and the freight don't move, hell, you're good
to
go.
It's fantastic. It's funny.
We don't put the seal on until after we get to the end, just in case.
We finally got the bottom lot taken care of and got the moon landing removed, and then they put it in again.
Yeah. Well, no, they put it in on the upper.
Job.
They put it in on the upper part of the lot.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. It's a PennDOT job. They took out some bumps and added new ones. There you go.
We make new ones nightly.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you. That is another pet peeve of mine, dude. It's like going across. What? Can I ask this question? It pops into my head.
Nazir has no idea. Their lots are paved.
It doesn't matter. I know. I'm not talking about his lot.
I'm talking
in general about the road conditions. What five-year-olds are they getting to fill these potholes and take care of the spots in the highway? I mean, they take out a bump and they add 15. Have you driven east on 78? I'm like, what is going on over here? What are these people doing on this side of the mountain?
Oh, you mean down through Hellertown?
Yeah, through Hellertown and up over top.
They already fixed all
the way down. The right-hand lane, they fixed it?
Yeah, they did that last year.
Is that what you call it? You call that fixed?
Yeah.
Your windshield's going to bounce out of your truck.
It's all right.
Every night you go down and you're like, what? Who did?
Hey, you know how you can fix that?
Fire the people who did it to begin with.
Don't pick that run.
Just
go west.
No, just get in a left-hand lane.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you got that one new section that's 10 miles long between New Smithville and Lenhardsville.
Yeah.
And then it's right back to the same crap. Yeah. So it's, you know, how are the roads down in Virginia, Nazir? I'm curious because I haven't been down there for however long we've been doing this home every night thing.
Brian doesn't go on vacation.
12 years, 13 years, 14 years, something like that. Yeah, I don't.
Also, it depends on where you go, because some stretches you'll be good and then it'll be a stretch of bad road where you hit a bump and you got to turn the radio down and see if any new noises have popped up in the truck or anything.
You got to turn the radio down. This is a guy in two in the road. And I thought I was good, you know? I got to listen to the bump.
Wait a second. No. This guy is in two in the road. You just don't even listen to the radio. What are you talking about? You don't have to turn anything down. You don't listen to anything.
No, but my hood's rattling.
You're a weirdo.
My hood's rattling again on the left side.
My hood's rattling on the left and the right and the front and the back and everywhere else. Yeah. It's the Pennsylvania roads.
I think Baltimore got everybody beat, though, because if you're coming off of, I think, 695.
Yeah, that's a hell of a jump to get across the other side of that bridge now.
When you're going across 695 on the east side.
Somebody's
going
to give us a little bit more boost.
Come in the boot. Yeah, that's gonna be a hard hit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree.
Different note, at least your truck will be washed.
Yes.
Well, your trailer may be used as a flotation device. Too soon. I apologize.
Oh yeah, that's funny. Got to turn the radio down. I never heard it described that way, but that's freaking funny.
I gotta hear if I'm still on the road or not.
I tell you what, sometimes the bumps are big enough in Pennsylvania that it skips the radio. It's like, what the heck? You know,
they're big enough that they can actually turn the lights and the wipers on your trucks now.
Automatically.
Yeah, automatically.
What the heck? I've got automatic wipers.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
They haven't figured that out why it doesn't, but it doesn't. Lights go out, wipers come on.
You know you hit a big enough bump when all the lights on your dash come on. The stabilizer light, the ABS light. Yeah. It's like, what the heck happened? It's a Christmas tree.
You were just worried about the check engine light. Now you got this whole section on the right here. Yes. Lit up.
Yes. Thank you, Pennsylvania, for the roads.
It's all right.
Yeah. And, you know.
I hit a bump one time where it was a guy passing me. When I hit it, like Shipper said, it turned my headlights off and windshield wipers came on. The guy got over and flashed his lights at me. I said, I won't let you over. It was more the truck telling you to come over this one.
See, it's a Mac thing. It's just not me. Evidently, they have the wiring harness in the wrong spot.
Holy cow. That is freaking funny, man. That is just, it's so crazy. It is so, and I don't understand it. I don't understand what goes on in anybody's minds that they think, oof, That scared me.
Yeah. What are you doing?
No, I scared a tar out of myself is what I did. That's what I'm doing. And we're all still here and it's all still recording. So yeah. We're in good shape.
Stop clicking the mouse.
Yep. We'll just click it later.
Right. Like, holy shit, the last time this happened, we lost the show.
And the deer's like, I don't got the time for another. Oh, my word. Oh. Well.
What else is going? What else do you have to add to your life story here? You're enjoying it, though, it seems like.
His life or the story or the show?
Him working with Pitt. And everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's working out for him. No?
We'll answer for you, Nazir. Yeah, he likes it.
Yeah, that's it.
Because they're listening.
Who is that? I seen one accident. I know it wasn't funny for the person, but it was kind of funny for me because it was kind of one of those moments where common sense should have took over, but, you know, it didn't. But it was the same day that they sent me from instead of going to BLX, they sent me to Harrisburg, and we was climbing a hill in Fredericksburg, and it was an old lady in front of me, so, you know, I was giving her space, it was snowing, and there was a truck next to me, and then I looked in my mirror, and I see, it was like an SUV, you know, speeding up, and as soon as we hit the top of the hill, all of a sudden, I see the headlight, the SUV looking at me, and I was like, oh, ooh. You had a bad patch of ice, huh? And he started spinning around, and I realized that, oh, I have nowhere else to go, but straight, and then the old lady, she slammed on brakes. The truck slammed on brakes. You know, I got over. And she got in front of me. And I'm just like, oh, so now you want to kind of.
You want to dance.
Kind of want to go into.
Look, it's their headlights. It's their taillights. It's their headlights.
It's Twister.
Yeah. Some of the stuff you see out there, man, it will. The pucker factor. Well, is just
and,
huge.
That and the other factor you got to remember is keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times until it comes to a complete stop. Yeah, brother.
That's it. Right there. Yes.
I'm sure their eyes was as big as saucers there, though.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. It is. It's fun when nobody gets hurt. Right. You know what I mean? It's when something, yeah, that's when it loses all the, you know, we sit and we chuckle at the, and they are, sometimes it's just, you have to laugh. It's the stress release. You know, sometimes it's just the job and you need to laugh at it. You need, or otherwise you go crazy, you know, especially in the wintertime, you know, wintertime driving. I don't know how the winters have been down in Virginia for you guys.
Well, they've gotten more snow than we did.
Apparently this year.
Except for that one, you know, 1 to 13 inch snow we had.
Yeah. We had that happy medium. Yeah. We hit it with the 13. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's only going to be a dusting to an inch.
Yeah.
13 inches later.
Yeah, come back in Allentown, your push bar is plowing the lot because, you know.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
What the hell happened here?
What is this, snowmageddon? What? When did this happen?
And of course, the snow blusher's down, so we couldn't clean the top of the roof off the trailer.
And it was a light snow.
Yeah. It was fluffy. So,
what is this, a nuclear winter? When did this happen? Oh, my word. It's just crazy. It is crazy. Nazir, this has really been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming on. This has really been a blast.
Thanks for taking the time.
Yep, we really do appreciate it.
No problem.
And keep us up to date as you know how things are going as you know as you progress in your driving career and things continue forward at Pitt, Ohio for you. And we really are thankful that you came.
Or just giving you a nod when you're in Harrisburg. Hey, I got some. All right, we'll schedule you.
Oh my word, yeah, but, yeah. You're always welcome to come back on. It was a blast talking with you.
Or it'll be, hey, my son's working here now.
Right. Chip, what? He's 7.
I understand that. You know, I'm thinking, you know, 8, you know, 10 years. He should be good to be working the dock. I got him working the dock already.
Apparently. Yeah. Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Put him up in Allentown. We got 100 doors. We're going to need 100 dock workers. We don't want to overwork anybody.
Trust me. I've watched them. We're not. Did I say that out loud? What the heck? Nah, I love our dock workers. They're all great. They're fantastic people. They are good.
Did you see some of them? They can't even write with a crayon.
I know.
Okay. Do you see them print out numbers? Nazir's baby can print numbers better than them.
I don't think they're teaching penmanship anymore.
They're not teaching the pen or the pencil. Just saying.
I feel you. I know what you're saying.
You hear me, bro?
I hear you,
bro?
I hear you, man.
You hear me and feel me?
Everybody hears you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hear me roar.
Yeah, I know. You're our woman. Hear you roar. All right, Helen, ready.
That's it.
Anyway, back to Nazir as we're signing off. Nazir, thank you so much for coming on. We did. It really was fun. It was a blast. I had a great time. It's just fun to sit and talk and laugh and enjoy conversation. And we just appreciate you coming on, sharing a little bit of your own life with us. And congratulations on the baby. And shout out to Mia. What's your son's name?
Abraham.
Abraham, you got a great dad, dude. You got a great dad. Hang in there. It'll all be okay in
8-10 years.
Nazir's just shaking his head. I could just see. He's like, no.
In 8 to 10 years, Nazir's going to say, hey, Shipper was right.
Anyway, thanks so much. And we hope you had a good time, because we did. We really enjoyed ourselves. Shipper, you want to say anything as we sign off?
Nothing, but yeah.
Okay, that's good. Shipper,
thank you. Again, thank your wife for, making you listen to our show. Amen.
That was really cool. Thank you, Mia. That's really cool. Anyway, we enjoyed the show. We hope everybody out there enjoyed the show. And if you enjoyed the show, Shepard, what can they do? What should they do?
Well, anybody else from Richmond can make the attempt. Now
yes, they can.
Found the door has been open. The phone works. Yep. The lines.
It reaches Pennsylvania.
The lines are open here in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
They can give us a call and get on
Please
the show.
Please do.
We'd share the show. Share it with your friends, your enemies, your neighbors.
Yes, Bruce.
Yes. Not,
Bruce.
Insinuating anything.
No, not. I'm not trying to call anybody out, Bruce.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you want to listen and actually come on the show, Bruce.
Mm. Almost. You'd like to drive up on a sunny day.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got sunshine on a cloudy day too, right? Yeah.
That's it.
The sun shines all the time.
So, yes.
Here at Hammer Lane Legends.
So you can rip the boys down there in Richmond.
Yeah.
You made the leap. You did it. You crossed the threshold. You broke the ice.
Yes, you did.
Now you can be like Cincinnati. Now you need another 5 years to come on.
Yep. Yep. You got to beat Cincinnati, so we need 6.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, it's got to be a little bit better. It's competition now. Now we got to get the other 22 terminals involved or whatever we got. I don't even know how many we have.
I'm still working on line haul. They're a little bashful, they say.
Bashful. Yeah, I know. Right.
But whatever.
Yeah, whatever. They're people.
Right.
People persons.
Peoples.
God bless them all. Thank you, Lionhall. Thank you, Nazir. Yeah. It really was a blast.
And say, hey, shout out to Scranton. And
hang
the other
on.
Guy.
Hang on the phone for a second there, Nazir. Don't go anywhere as we hang up. Shipper, what do we always say every week? Keep the hammer.
Keep the hammer down in the hammer lane.
Fantastic. Good night, everybody.
Yes, today we have a tragic news. With the Pitt, Ohio family at my second home in Harrisburg, driver by the name Matt Ayers, young guy, great guy. Talked to him. I mean, talked to him in passing. He tragically, died Sunday in an accident. He was a good guy. I mean, he served in the Navy, 12 years and then continued that after getting discharged. With Navy Reserves, he took up, went to CDL school, started, his career with New England Motor Freight. Then when New England folded up, he came to us, and he's been with us ever since. He became a third generation truck driver out of his family. And he loved the outdoors, he's an avid sportsman. He loved the outdoors, he'd always talked about it. He was married to his wife, Amanda. It's just a hard hit. I mean, this kid was 30.
Yeah, he wasn't very
old. He was 36 years old.
Wow. And
I just feel sorry for him. I mean, just want to send the condolences to his family and his mother and father, his wife, and everybody else interested.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.